You know, knots, K-N-O-T-S, are kind of hard to untangle sometimes. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Knots are tough to untangle sometimes. And how can that be? Well, think about it. When we all get tangled up and our life is all a shambles and we don't know what to do, we think to ourselves, what can we do? What can be done to bring balance and order and harmony into these things? And then we grab the knot end and pull, and all we do is make it tighter. Make it more difficult to get it out. But all of us know that when we get tangled up in our problems, and we're still, God wants us to be still so He can untangle the knot. And that's the divine in us, that's God in us. When we get so shook up and so tangled up with life's webs of beautiful experiences, and we don't know what to do, we sit down for a moment, or stand still for a moment, or mentally become still for a moment, and we say, okay, now, let's look at this from a new perspective. And the divine in us looks at it with us for a new perspective as us. And with a new perspective, we untangle it easily. I know oftentimes when I have some strings that have a knot in it and I want the knot to be out, I'll look at the knot and I'll search to see where the loop goes up into the out area. And then I'll take my fingernails and work it gently out, or my teeth and work it gently out, or kink the knot and just sort of massage the knot so the knot becomes very soft and easy to work with. And then I just gently pull the string right out, and then it untangles itself, and it's all over with. Now, I had to slow down. I had to be peaceful. I had to be calm. I had to take a minute away from the busyness of worrying about the knot that I couldn't get untangled, worried about the circumstance I couldn't get figured out. The family. Everybody is all shook up. Everybody's hollering. Everybody is being uptight about everything. And so I say to myself, what's going on here? What is happening? What naughty situation is going on in here? Naughty? Naughty? How interesting the two are together. A naughty, naughty city situation. And so I just stand back as an observer and I say, okay, peace. Now, who is the one who's making the biggest noise here? Maybe they're not the cause, maybe they're not the problem, but who's making the biggest noise? So I turn to that one who's making the biggest noise, and I love them in my heart. I love them in my thought. I love them in my vision. I love them in any way I can, but I don't touch them, I don't do anything. I just love them objectively from a distance. And as I love them objectively from the distance, they mellow. They become peaceful. I don't tell them to become peaceful. I just love them, because that's what they're eager and looking for. And as I love them, they're like the string in the knot that gently untangles, and the whole knot comes apart and is no more. And the problem is no more. We can do this with any circumstance. See the most difficult part of any circumstance, and don't judge it, and don't judge anybody else, and don't judge anything. Just look at the most difficult part, the part that seems to be the cause of it, or that seems to be the problem in it, or whatever it is, and look at it and say, all is peace. All is divine order. All is divine order. And when you repeat that, and you say all is divine order, you bring a balance into the circumstance which makes everything fall right into place. Now, you haven't looked at the problem. You haven't looked at the circumstances as the circumstance. You just looked at the things going on in the circumstance. And you look at the situation. You say, the lawnmower doesn't work. The lawnmower doesn't work. The lawnmower doesn't work. How can I mow the lawn? The lawnmower doesn't work. Well, you don't mow the lawn with a lawnmower. You mow the lawn. And a lawnmower may be part of it, but you mow the lawn. Now, you say to yourself, gee, my lawn, I want to mow it. I want to get my lawn mowed. And the next thing you know, you create the neighbor boy coming over saying, can I mow your lawn for you? Well, sure, go right ahead. Can I mow your lawn for you? Would you mind? I want to do it no charge because you've always been so nice to us and you've always done so nice. You went over and brought mother's soup and she was sick and I want to say thank you. Can I mow your lawn for you? Now, could you ever have dreamed that someone would come along and do that? That the neighbor boy would even have recognized that you took soup to his mother when she was sick in bed? Can you even think you would have recognized it? You see, the divine pattern, the divine program works in such magical, mystical ways we can never tell. So what we do, we see the problem, no longer a problem, but a solution done. We see the lawn mowed. We see the relationship balanced and harmonious. And we don't know what caused it or what didn't cause it. We don't know that all of a sudden their sister died and they ended up having to take care of their sister's child. And the sister's child came into the family, and the family that had been falling apart came together because they had a mutual desire to be beautiful for this little child. How do you know? How do we any know what the procedure is, what the pathway is that the divine is going to reveal itself in us, to us, through us, as us? How do we know? So, when we get all tangled up in our problems, be still. God wants us to be still so he can untangle the knot. Yeah. The divine in us wants us to be still so it can untangle the knot. Let go and let God. Be still and know that I am God. Know that the divine in us wants us to be still so that it can untangle the knot. Isn't that a wonderful way to go? I think so. Be still and know that I am God, for that is all that matters. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.